you for tuning in to No Gossip, Just Talk. I'm your host, Tanisha Javon. This is where we have conversation and get things off our chest. So sit back, relax, grab your snack, fill up your glass, and let's chat. What's up, everyone? It's your girl, Tanisha Javon. Want to thank each and every one of you for supporting, subscribing, listening, liking, commenting, sharing, and the list goes on. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much for all the support throughout these years. Now, before we get started, I want to acknowledge each and every one of you. Thank you so much to the United States, Puerto Rico, Ireland, Germany, Canada, United Kingdom, France, Kenya, Mexico, Brazil, New Zealand, Jamaica, Ivory Coast, South Korea, Poland, Australia, Denmark, Netherlands, Bermuda, India, Austria, Norway, Portugal, Ghana, Sweden, Sint Maarten, South Africa, Nigeria, Belgium, Switzerland, Singapore, Bahamas, Belize, Bangladesh, Saudi Arabia, Dominican Republic, Tanzania, Philippines, Mongolia, Trinidad and Tobago, Pakistan, Lebanon, Israel, Antigua and Barbuda, Romania, Finland, and Nepal.
Let's go!
Let's go!
Thank you so much for showing so much love and support. Now, we're getting ready to get into this topic that I want to talk about, and I feel like it's very important because for those who may not know, I'm in real estate, I'm a realtor, and I was watching Lifetime.
Ah, here we go again.
And it was about this real estate agent who got kidnapped. Some of you may know the story, some of you may not, but she was going to show someone a property in the location. It was vacant, so nobody lived there. Anyway, I want to make sure I'm telling the story right. I believe she left her phone in the vehicle. However, she did let somebody know where she was. She left a purse there. Pretty much they was trying to rob her. So knowing the fact that she didn't have a purse on her, she didn't have any money, they killed her. So as a woman, I wanted to talk about how we should protect ourselves. And I'm not saying take the law into your own hands. I'm not saying that. But we all should have some type of protection. And I know I've heard it all the time. Well, I could just call so-and-so and so. Okay. It's nothing wrong with calling so-and-so. But what you gonna do while you're in that moment? It still gotta take them some time to get there. But it's like, what you gonna do when you're by yourself? Because there may come a point in time where, you know, you may rely on certain people to get there, but they may not be available. You just never know. You always have to look at the what if this happens or what if somebody wasn't available. I feel like you should be prepared for everything. And whether it's getting you some pepper spray, whether it's you taking the concealed carry class or getting your permit, getting you maybe a pocket knife or something. I feel like you should, or take some karate classes and stuff like that, but learn how to protect yourself. Protect yourself, us as ladies. And don't get me wrong, fellas, I'm not leaving you out. We appreciate you all. We appreciate you for protecting us, wanting to protect us and all that great stuff. I just feel like as a woman, it's great to have that extra protection with y'all, but we need to be protected as well because you just never know. I'm sure when this lady went to this vacant house, the last thing she thought that was going to happen, she was going to get kidnapped and killed and robbed. And you just never know. So you just want to make sure that you have that some type of protection on you, even if you're living alone. You're living alone. Yeah, I mean, of course, the safest place you should be at is at home. I get it. But in these times, you just never know the mindset of people. And whether it's going to the gun range, signing up for those classes, some people may be like, well, I don't know how to. Listen, they got trainers. They have people you can hire to teach you how to do all of this stuff. And some people may not be comfortable carrying you know, a weapon such as a gun. I get it. But you need some type of protection, whether it's a gun, a knife, pepper spray, or your fist. Knowing how to really tackle someone when your life is at stake. And I wanted to get on here and talk about it because it's very, very important us as women to protect yourself. Because as much as we want to believe that we live in a fairy tale safe world, we don't. And even when you're walking from work, say you have to park in a parking deck. It's late at night. You by yourself. Or perhaps in the daytime, you're by yourself. You just never know. Anything could happen. Maybe going to the grocery store. Or you could be going to the gas station. You're by yourself, walking by yourself. Especially with the sex trafficking that's happening. You know, we got to be careful. And it's the simple fact that I'm not saying like we should think the worst. I am not saying that. But at the same time, we got to stay, what's that word they always say, woke. We got to be aware for those who are not used to paying attention to their surroundings. When you go out in public, everywhere you go, you should be paying attention to your surroundings. You should not be that comfortable to where you feel like you should just walk and just be clueless. And I'm not saying that you're like, okay, well, I'm looking for something to happen. No, it's not the fact. It's not that. It's just a simple fact that you're making sure you're being aware.
You got to be careful.
Because most of those women that things happen to, more than likely, they was probably not paying attention to their surroundings. Not being aware. And I used to be one of those people just not being aware of my surroundings. And you got to be careful.
Protect yourself.
Especially like when you're going to a bar. Going to a bar, you talking to people. You want to be careful for someone not to slip something in your drink. You know, even if you're with someone, they make you feel so comfortable. You walk away to go to the restroom. You come back. Then you drink that drink. You never know what they could have did to it. Just because you're in a room full of people don't mean someone saw it. So it's like you just got to, we all have to be careful. But, you know, as a woman, I feel like we shouldn't totally depend on a man to protect us.
You are appreciated.
But we got to figure out how to protect ourselves as well. For that just in case moment when someone is not available, what next? And yeah, you call the police, but they still got to drive from point A to point B to get to you. So what's happening in the middle of that, you know? So you just want to make sure that you're protecting yourself. And I'm sure it's other ways to protect yourself that I didn't mention. But look into that. Figure out ways that makes you comfortable protecting yourself. A gun, a knife. I'm not going to say that's the best way to protect yourself. Some people are very good at protecting themselves with their bare hands. Get into stuff like that. Just find comfortable ways for you to protect yourself. Even when you're at home. And I've came across some people that was like this who are so comfortable with leaving their doors unlocked. I get it. Neighborhood feels safe. All that good stuff. But I'm going to be honest with you. I don't care where I'm at. I'm locking them doors. I am locking them doors. You will not catch me driving in my car or at home with my doors unlocked.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
I'm never going to be that comfortable. And if I'm talking about it, it's because more than likely I done seen it on the news. I done seen it on TikTok when someone shared it. Facebook, Instagram, you name it. I've seen it. And I'm sure if I seen it, you have too. So the moral of the story is make sure you protect yourself at all costs. But yeah, that's all I have for today. Again, I thank each and every one of you for supporting. If you haven't already, make sure you subscribe to keep up with each and every episode. My book, If Only I Had a Home, Volume 3, dropped this year. If you haven't read Volume 1 and 2, you definitely want to get those. Also, feel free to reach out to me on IG. That is REINE_Tenisha, and it's spelled TENISHA. My website is TenishaPeak.com. So that's www.TENISHAPEK.com. There you'll be able to find my books and also my YouTube channel, where I'm talking about the home buying process and the selling process, what we are learning together. But anyway, that's all I have for today. Thank you so much for tuning in to No Gossip, Just Talk. Ciao for now.